أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue where we stopped at. Here, رحمه الله said, فإذا انقطع الدم أبيح فعل الصوم والطلاق. رحمه الله said, once she stops bleeding, it becomes permissible for her to fast. Likewise, divorce becomes permissible. So what is the Shaykh saying here? Here he says, once her bleeding stops, what are the things the woman can do? He said, she can do what? Start fasting? Let's start with that, talk about that. What do you mean start fasting? Let's say the woman had an intention to fast next day. Her menses stopped before Fajr. Adhan al-Fajr came. Does she continue fasting? Does she start fasting? Or she has to have a ghusl and then start fasting? That's the point. You see, according to the madhab and the correct opinion, inshallah, she starts fasting even if she did not have a ghusl. But the menses had to have stopped before Adhan al-Fajr. There is no difference between obligatory fasting and nawafil, extra fasting, supererogatory fasting. We understand. There's no difference. So once it starts, she intended and the Fajr did not called, or the time of Fajr did not start, even if she did not have a ghusl, she can. Tayyib, what is the dalil? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he used to wake up on the state of janaba and fast. Not do the sexual intercourse after Adhan al-Fajr, no, before that, the night before. At night, wet dream, wake up. Can you fast? Yes. No problem. And you can have the ghusl, so you can start your salat. Fahimt? Tayyib. The same thing we say about the hayd. We do the qiyas. Now, what is the illah? Because the qiyas has to have a illah, reason. Meaning, give you an example. Why drugs is haram, though it is not mentioned in the Quran? Because drugs is an intoxicant, and alcohol is an intoxicant. This is an intoxicant, and that is intoxicant, so they take the both ruling. You understand? That's called qiyas, which is the fourth type of adillah. Quran, sunnah, ijma', consensus, qiyas. Now, the janaba is a major ritual impurity. And the haid is major ritual impurity. So they have the same illah, the same reason behind them. We understand the point. That's why since the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wake up for salat, used to wake up in the morning on the state of janaba and continue fasting, hence the woman, if she becomes pure, meaning her blood has stopped, she can start fasting. Same thing, an-nufasa, postnatal bleeding. Once it stops, take the same ruling. Even if she did not have a ghusl. The second one, at-talaq. A man, as soon as his wife stops bleeding, even before she has the ghusl, then he can divorce her and the divorce becomes Sunni divorce. There is another opinion in the madhab that she is not allowed, or he is not allowed, to divorce her until she has a ghusl. Until she has a ghusl. What is the difference? The difference in here in the hadith. The first opinion says what? They said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ibn Umar when he divorced the wife in Talaq Bud'i, as we mentioned last week, He said, فَإِذَا طَهُرَتْ طَلَّقَهَا إِنْ شَاءَ. He told Umar, رضي الله عنه, to tell his son that once she becomes piwa, let him divorce her if he wants to. And once the blood stops, she becomes piwa. As for the other opinion, in the narration, in Sunan al-Nasa'i, he said, فَإِذَا اغْتَسَلَتْ مِنْ حَيْضَتِهَا الْأُخْرَى فَلَا يَمَسَّهَا حَتَّى يُطَلِّقَهَا. He said, once she has the ghusl from her second haydah, let him not touch her until he divorces her. فَإِنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يُمْسِكَهَا فَلْيُمْسِكَهَا. If he wants to hold her back, let him hold her back. And this is, inshallah, the correct opinion, that at-talaq al-sunni, once she has her ghusl. Yes. So we result with one thing she can do before the ghusl, which is fasting, the talaq. Because the second narration, this is an issue of science of hadith. Is this adding correct or not? Al-Hafidh, which is Hafidh Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said in his commentary on Bukhari, he said, after he mentioned this riwayah, وَهَذَا مُفَسِّرٌ لِقَوْلِهِ فَإِذَا طَهُرَتْ فَلْيَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ. And this, what you find, this adding in Sunan al-Nasa'i, it explains what is being said in other narration, which is in Bukhari and Muslim. طيب. And the ulama, they said, this adding, the narration of it is authentic. طيب. And as I said, brothers, it is another opinion in Madhab al-Hanabila. And we continue. He said, rahimahullah. So we understand. We conclude she's allowed to do one thing after her haid's finished and before the ghusl, which is the siyam. And that's it. طيب. Here he said, rahimahullah, أَوَّلَمْ يُبَحْ سَائِرُهَا حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلْ. The other matters are not permissible until she performs ghusl. The rest of the 10, which is we spoke about, she's not allowed to practice until she has the ghusl. And this is, yani, according to al-madhab mutlaqan, yani, the madhab, all of the ulama in the Hanbali madhab, they say the rest, which is, she's not allowed to do until she have ghusl. The rest of the 8. Now for us, we say 9. We add to that the talaq. And here, rahimahullah, he said, وَيَجُوزُ الْإِسْتِمْتَاعُ مِنَ الْحَائِدِ بِمَا دُونَ الْفَرْجِ لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِصْنَعُوا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ غَيْرَ النِّكَاحِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Here he said, rahimahullah, it is permissible for a man to enjoy his wife while she is in a menstruation other than her private part, which is the front part, due to the statement of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do anything you wish except intercourse. And the hadith here is clear. طيب. Here, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to his companions, to the ummah, that do everything except the intercourse. And as it's been mentioned in the last lesson, that he used to make Aisha radiallahu anha wear an izar, which means between the knees and the navel, and to do whatever with the wife in those places, and the rest is not allowed. One would say, Tayyib, what about between the knees and the thigh, all that, why it's haram there? We say, what leads to haram? Take the reason of haram. Now, here he said, وَأَقَلُّ الْحَيْضِ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلَةٌ. Pay attention, because this is now, we're going to put rules and regulations, and on them we're going to base the rest of the chapter. And pay attention, because this is where the battlefield is between the ulama in this regard. The timing of the period. How long is it? طيب. And what is the age that starts? And what is the age that finishes? And these are some of the most complex issues in the whole chapter. Pay attention. Here he said, the shortest duration of menstruation, 1 day and night. 1 day and night. Women are different. Women are different by nature. The ulama have differed is the minimum 3 days that we can call it hayd, or is it 1 day and 1 night, or is it more, or is it less? What is the maximum? Here, rahimahullah, he said, وَأَكْثَرُهُ 15 يَوْمًا. And the maximum is 15 days. Some ulama said more, some ulama said less, some ulama. How did they determine, and what is the proof? The reality of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that each alim tried to derive from a hadith here and a hadith there to derive the minimum timing and the maximum timing. To derive the minimum and the maximum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said to Hamna, he said, she's asking him on istihada, he said, wait 6 to 7 days according to your habit. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 6 or 7 days. Is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says 6 or 7 days, he meant it has to be 6 or 7 days? Or this is something, her habit? It is according to her habit. We know, and it's a fact, some women, they get their menses for 4 days. And some of them, they get 8, 9 days. And some of them can reach 10 days. And the ulama, they tried to trace this, to know what could be the maximum, what could be the minimum. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he came and said, hang on a minute, there is no clear dalil. And this matter is a great matter in the Sharia of Islam. Meaning what? Meaning, as you know, so many things in the Sharia of Islam are related to the menses, even the divorce. You see that. The issue of intercourse with the husband, the right of the husband over his wife. The issue of tawaf, the issue of hajj, the issue of salat, the issue of siyam, the issue of reading the Quran, the issue of entering the masjid. It's based on it major things. It practically disables the ibadah for a woman for a week or 10 days or so on and so forth. Tayyib, he said to them, how can the Sharia, an honorable Sharia, talks about an issue and highlights an issue without give us the restrictions? Like the Sharia said to us, the tawaf is 7, the dhuhr is 4, the asr is 4, the maghrib is 3, Ramadan between 29 to 30 days. And yet comes to this, it doesn't give us clear identification to it. He said, this is impossible. He said to them, this is something that is left, as many issues are left to the people according to their custom and habits. So it doesn't make it hard on the people. Left to the people, to them, to their custom, to their habit. Meaning, you can take the women in cold, very cold countries. Their menses, it is not as long as the women in hot countries. You can take, for example, some families, the women, they have the menses for a short time in a month. 4 days, 5 days. You find the mother and her daughters and her sister and the aunties, all of them, they are in the same group. And you find some families, the women go for 9 days. You see. So he said, we leave it according to the family, according to the custom and the habit of the woman. And he said, الحكم ما يدور مع علته الحكم يدور مع علته وجودا وعدما. As you see, what does that rule means? It means that the ruling exists with its reason, وجودا, existence, وعدما, and with when it does not exist. What does that mean? It means that the reason, for example, the reason for why the woman is not praying, because the hayd exists. Once the hayd is removed, what happens? The woman can pray. So we spoke about it. We don't need to explain it. He said, since al-hukum, the ruling, is related for the hayd. So whenever there is a hayd, the woman takes the ruling of menses. Whenever it is lifted and the woman is pure, then it does not take the ruling of the menses. And he said the blood is known, has characteristics, which is very important to write this. First, the color. He said the color of it is dark, turns to black. Secondly, it have a strong odor, bad odor, different than the blood of al-istihada, which is like a normal blood. He said it is thick. Third characteristic, it's thick. Not like the normal blood, it is thin. And he said, in أنه لا يتجمد, does not clot like the normal blood that clots very quickly. We understand it? As you see here, Shaykh al-Islam made it clear. He said it has its own characteristics. Of course, these characteristics, other ulama, they spoke about them also. But I am saying, since that blood is there, then the woman, she is in the haid. She is in what? In the state of haid. Even if it is for 10 minutes, even if it is for 5 minutes. So he said, there is no minimum and maximum. And we add to that, the analogy based on postnatal bleeding. The consensus amongst the ulama that postnatal bleeding has no minimum, but it has a maximum, we'll talk about later. What do you mean? Yani, if the woman gives birth to a baby, and after she gave birth, not a drop of blood after that came out, get up and have wudu and get up for the salat. Yani, if she dries, yes, if she dries. Even let's say she bled for 40 minutes, for 2 hours, for 1 day, and then the blood of the postnatal stops, khalas, complete dryness, get up, have a ghusl, and pray. You understand? We do qiyas on both. This is filth, hayd, other, and the postnatal is the same. Why we need to distinguish between the two? So we leave it to the custom of the woman. Whatever is her custom, her habit, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, this is the minimum for her. And each woman knows herself. And then he said, maximum is 15 days. Maximum is 15 days, he said. And this, the dalil for it, because they found it with the majority of women. Yani, they never heard a woman that she can get her haid more than 15 days. They said, we never heard that a woman can get it 15 days, so they said it is maximum. Taib, what is the benefit of that? When the ulama put 1 day and 1 night and 15 days, they said 1 day and 1 night, if she gets a woman blood for 3 hours, 4 hours, and it stops, then that's not a haid. She carries on about her day. She goes, makes the wudu, and she prays normally. You see. And the maximum, that means if she kept on bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, and then reached 15 days, then after the 15 days, we say, you are on a istihada, make a ghusl and pray, khalas. You turn to mustahaba. That is where this timing helps. We say, and according to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and yani, it's an opinion in the madhab of Hanabila, since we're studying Hanbali madhab, we say then, whenever you have your haid, and it is dam of haid, then your salat and your siyam stops, and the rest of those 10 things we says, and when it's gone, then it is gone. We understand. Good. And then here he said, وَأَقَلُّ الطُّهْرِ بَيْنَ الْحَيْضَطَيْنِ 13 يَوْمًا. He said, the shortest duration of purity between the two menstruations is 13 days, and there is no limit for its maximum. وَلَا حَدَّ لِأَكْثَرِهِ. طيب, what does it mean? Here the Shaykh, he said, rahimahullah, the minimum between the two menstruations are 13 days. طيب. Where did he get this number from? Listen how the ulama, how did they derive the proof from? It is from the hadith or from Athar Ali radiyallahu anhu. A woman came for his qadi Shuraih. Shuraih is one of the most brilliant qudat that Ali radiyallahu anhu appointed. A woman, she said, and she claimed that her iddah was 1 month. So what did Shuraih say? He says, if she can bring a proof from her family that this is something that a custom in her family, you see, then we'll accept it. يعني he said from من أهلها من بطانة أهلها ممن يعرف دينه وخلقه فهي مقبولة. Said يعني from her family, the closest family members who is known to be with deen and khuluq, he witnesses for that, we'll accept her claim. Finished her iddah in 1 month. وإلا فلا. Otherwise we're not gonna accept just her claim, because her claim is unusual. So Ali رضي الله عنه, he said قالون. قالون in يعني in the Roman, he said يعني this is good. In a different language. And he said it is good. So here, how did the ulama say then it is 13 days? Pay attention to the calculation. They said, she has menses for 1 day and 1 night. Then purity for 13 days. How many we have now? 14. Then menses for 1 day and night. How much we have? 15. How many menses she has? 2. Then purity for 13. How much now we have? 28. So, how many menses she's got now? 2. And menses for 1 day and 1 night? That's it. And then after that she starts her purity, completes the month. So, this is where they said 13 is the minimum between the two. Haidat. 13. This is here. Of course, this is again about calculating the habit. Calculating the habit. The reality is, whenever her haida comes, it's considered haida, and whenever it is gone, it is considered state of purity. We go back to that. We go back to the principle that we established. That's why it's very important. Again, and I repeat the message, I repeated it before, a student of knowledge must have principle. Otherwise, he is... Every day he's on a different opinion. The principle is what we said, according to the habit. Her custom and her habit. That's what we call hayd. طيب. And this opinion that there is no minimum of purity, of course the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and the opinion of al-Mardawi, sahib al-insaf. This is another Hanbali imam, one of the great Hanabila. So you don't think that this is just the opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah. طيب, there's another alim from the Hanabila who said إنه الصواب رحمه الله. And then there is no limit for its maximum. It has no maximum. What does it mean? That means that the purity does not have maximum. Some women don't even get their menstruation altogether. يعني I had a case where a woman, she wanted to get married after her divorce, and she was going, يعني a man want her. I said, you can't. Why? Because you instill in your iddah. She says, how? She said, I get my menses once every 3 months. I said, yes. Then it is 9 months, your iddah. The point here is, when it is there, we calculate. So, whatever she gets the period, that's how the iddah is calculated. طيب, here he said, وَأَقَلُّ سِنٍ تَحِيدُ لَهُ الْمَرْأَةِ 9 سِنِينَ. The youngest age a woman can experience menstruation is 9, وَأَكْثَرُهُ 60, and the oldest 60. طيب. Here he says, the youngest age, why? Because they have a dalil. It says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْجَارِيَ 9 سِنِينَ فَهِيَ إِمْرَأَةٌ. When the young girl reaches 9 years, she becomes a woman. This hadith is very, very weak and yani is not accepted at all, according to the correct opinion. And some ulama, they said there is no young age. Some girls can start their menses with 6, 7, 8, and 9, and there is no young age. And also there is nothing in the Quran and the Sunnah to mention that and to say it is there. As for the maximum 60, also, you see the ulama, they base it, if they can't find the dalil, they base it on what is the custom normally. He says 60. majority of the Hanabila will find Mashayikh al-Hanabila, Ammatu Mashayikh al-Hanabila, the madhab, they say 50. See, it's two different. It's 10 years in between. We say what we said before. Since there is no youngest, hence there is no oldest. And normally, ya ikhwa, ya'ani type, someone would say, what about if she's 3 years and she has height? We say this is something medically abnormal. It doesn't happen. If it happens, that means usually it's a sickness. I tend to believe that hardly any girl would start her height before 9. If that happens, is a really a rare case. But we stick to the principle that when it never comes, then it's considered menses. Whenever it comes, it's considered that she's obligated. As the maximum, according to, as we said, the custom, some women at the age of 45, some women 50, some women 60, some women 65, some women, we hear sometimes women get pregnant in the age of 55, and some of them in 75, you heard. Huh? A brother heard that it is in 75. So we just, the ulama, this is an estimate they put for that. And the dhamma height is known by its signs. Not any blood that comes out for the 7-year-old girl or the 8-year-old girl or 9, we say it's height. The blood has to have the marks of height, the blood, which is, as I mentioned to you. And same thing, the 50 or the 60, she could have a sickness, wounds, anything could make the woman start bleeding. That could be even after the age of menopause. But that is not considered height because it does not have the characteristics of the blood of height. Now we come to something which is a little bit more now complex.
والمبتدأ إذا رأت الدم لوقت تحيض في مثله جلست فإن انقطع لأقل من يوم وليلة فليس بحيض. Pay attention.
This is for now when the beginner, مبتدأ, sees blood at the time where it would be considered to be menstruation, she should refrain from the things that menstruation woman would refrain from. If, however, she bled for less than a day and a night, then it would not be considered to be menstruation. What does it mean? Al-mubtada'a, the young girl at the age of starting menstruation. She started. Here he's saying, how can we distinguish that she started? He said, once she starts bleeding, if it is blood, which is a blood of menstruation, she start taking the ruling of menstruation woman. And everything which is we listed, she's now allowed to do, she falls into, she's not allowed to do. We understand that. He said, jalasat yani here means she sits and she does not do anything. If it stops for less one day and one night, then it is not hayd, even if it has the characteristics of hayd. Based on which principle? That the minimum is what? One day and one night. We say, if it comes for half an hour, 40 minutes, height, then it is height. If it goes and she gives the mark of, because we'll tell you what are the marks of the height when it stops. If she gives the mark that it stopped, then it stopped. طيب, خلاص. Here, there is a beautiful quote for Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He said, in مجموع الفتاوى والأصل في كل ما يخرج من الرحم أنه حيض. Here he's commenting that the basic principle that the blood that comes out from the woman is حيض, unless it is proven that it is not حيض, it is دم استحاضة. حتى يقوم دليل على أنه استحاضة. As I said, until there is a دليل that it is istihada. Wal aslu as-sihhatu lil marad, and the basic principle that a person to be in healthy state, not sick. So once a young girl start bleeding, the basic principle it is hayd, because the basic principle that the blood that comes out from the woman is hayd. Secondly, the basic principle that she's healthy, not sickness and not blood of sickness, unless it's proven otherwise. فَمَتَى رَأَتِ الدَّمَ جَارِيًا مِنْ رَحِمِهَا فَهُوَ حَيْضٌ تَتْرُكُ لِأَجْلِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. And when she sees the blood coming from her womb, يعني coming from her, it is حَيْضٌ, she leaves the salat. وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنَّهَا تَغْتَسِلْ
عقيب يوم وليلة فهو قول مخالف للمعلوم من السنة والإجماع. And anyone who says that she have a ghusl after one day and one night, it is an opinion that goes against what is known from the sunnah and the consensus. يعني some ulama said she bleeds for one day and one night, and then she has a ghusl because we haven't established a habit for her yet. You see, because she's a mubtada'a. You understand? He said this is unknown from the what? The sunnah and the ijma'. Yani once the blood starts, khalas, she started. And we say it is dam hayd, unless we can prove otherwise. Unless the blood is far away from the color of hayd, or it has some proof that it is not, or she has already some sickness, like high temperature or something, that could make the woman bleed unnecessarily, or affects the womb unnecessarily. طيب. So, once it cut off, even less than one day and one night, we still consider that she has started and she marked to become an obligated woman by the Sharia, and she turned to a woman. وَإِنْ جَاوَزَ ذَلِكَ, if it went beyond that, meaning after one day and one night, وَلَمْ يَعْبُرْ أَكْثَرُ الْحَيْضِ فَهُوَ حَيْضٍ, and did not go beyond the maximum limit of menstruation, then it will be considered to be menstruation. What does it mean? Mean if the blood continued after one day and one night, and did not go after 15 days, then we consider it as hayd. You understand? If it went more than one day and one night. Why did he say one day and one night? Because he said minimum is one day and one night. What did he say? 15 days, because he marked it as maximum. We say, as long as it is there, it is hayd. Stayed there for 5-6 days, we say, you have established your hayd. Your hayd is 5-6 days. Here he put a condition, rahimahullah. He said, فَإِذَا تَكَرَّرَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرُ بِمَعْنَى وَاحِدٍ صَارَ عَادَةٍ. If this process repeated itself for 3 months, then this will determine her عَادَةٍ. Established first cycle. So he said, if it repeats itself 3 months, we say your ada. Yani for 3 months she got it for 6 days, then we say your ada is 6 days. We said now we established it as ada for you. The reality is from one is ada. From once 6 days, we say your ada is 6 days. The dalil for what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the mustahada, he said, let her leave the salat the time of her qar. Yani the mustahada, the woman continues to bleed, does she have to leave the salat? We say yes. If her normally gets period for 6 days, then we say those 6 days of the month that you get your period, you stop praying and you are in a state of hayd, and after them you have shower, you have your ghusl, and even if you are bleeding, you can still pray, fast, and do whatever you like. You understand? That's where the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, let her leave the salat at the time of her qara. So he pointed the Prophet ﷺ to, in the hadith, to her habit, ada. You see how the Prophet ﷺ used her ada. And he didn't, and notice the hadith, he didn't say 6-7 days. He said, your time, khalas. The times that you usually know that this is you do not pray, you do not pray. See, and some ulama, as we mentioned, and this is the correct opinion, we say the ada, the habit, is established from one time, because there is no dalil to say 3 times. How? Our dalil is, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِتَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ عَدَدِ الْلَيَالِ وَالْأَيَّامِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَحِيضُهُنَّ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُصِيبَهَا الَّذِي أَصَابَهَا فلتترك الصلاة قدر ذلك من الشهر فإذا خلفت ذلك فلتغتسل ثم لتستفر بثوب ثم تصلي. Here he said, let her see the number of the nights and the days that used to get the hayd from a month before what has happened to her happened to her. يعني before the istihada came to her, let her see the day, the number of the nights and the days that she used to get her hayd in the month before the istihada start, and let her leave the salat that amount from the month. Once she have finished all that, let her have ghusl, and then let her لتستفر means to wear tight clothing around her so she doesn't drop blood and let her pray. So here the Prophet ﷺ told her to what? To the days of Hayd. In her previous month. So the days of Hayd of her previous month is her Aada. So we said that she goes back to her habit. Now, then he said, وَإِنْ عَبَرَ ذَٰلِكَ فَالزَّائِدُ اسْتِحَاضَهُ. If the bleeding exceeds the maximum, she can bleed, for then it is considered to be istihada, chronic vaginal discharge. طيب. So he says here, if it passes the 15 days, then it is considered what? Istihada. According to the principle that the Shaykh put for us. We say, if it passes your habit, it becomes istihada. This is istihada. If it passes your habit, becomes istihada. I want to mention something important. وعليها أن تغتسل عند آخر الحيض. And she should thus do غسل at the end of each menstruation. يعني she should do غسل at the end of that. Meaning, after her time, let's say we say her habit was 6 days, what does she do? She do ghusl and she continue even if she is bleeding. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the mustahada, leave the salat the days you used to have your hayd in it, then اغتسلي وصلي, have a ghusl and do your salat. Hadith in is in Bukhari wa Muslim. وتغسل فرجها وتعصبه وتتوضأ لوقت كل صلاة وتصلي وكذا حكم من به سلس البول ومن في معناه. Let me explain this and we stop inshallah. He said, as well as wash her private part. We're talking about whom? Mustahada. Private part. And bandage it so she doesn't, because the blood keep continuing. Today there is the new modern tampons and all this. You walk to the shopping center and there is a whole lane out of this stuff, mate. طيب. And then do wudu for each prayer and then pray. She does the wudu for each salat. For each salat, she does the wudu. Does she do the wudu before the adhan or after the adhan? That's the question. Remember in the tayammum we said, the book says after the adhan, we gave you the correct opinion that it is rafi' lil hadath. Here it's different. Here after the adhan. Why? Because she is a mustahada. It's different ruling. It is different ruling. After the adhan and then she can pray. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, make wudu for every salat. And the salat does not start until the time comes. طيب, does she pray two rak'at sunnah dhuhr? Go back, make wudu and come back. Another wudu for the fard? No. Once the time starts, she prays the nawafil, the supererogatory, the extra salat, and the obligatory and whatever afterwards. And that's it. And here he said, وَتُصَلِّي. And once the time of the salat finish, the wudu has finished. And here he said, وَكَذَا مَنْ بِهِ سَلَسُ الْبَوْلِ. This is also the ruling for someone who suffers from incontinence of urine and anything else similar. What is it? Someone who urine doesn't stop. He makes wudu for every salat. Some women have a regular discharge, just some always continuous discharge. This discharge, some ulama said it is pure, that comes out from the woman. Why? They said it is not impure because it's not urine. It is something comes from the womb or from the woman. It is not impure, but yet does it break the wudu or does not break the wudu? Yes. It does break the wudu. Remember, when you're knowing the principles, you know the answer. We said when we learned the wudu that anything that comes out from the private parts, regardless whether it's pure or impure, breaks the wudu. So the woman discharged breaks the wudu, she makes the wudu. It takes the same ruling of salasul bawl. See, and also men who have this problem or blood or pus that comes out, if they're sick from their private parts, from the front or the back, they take the ruling of Salasul Bawl. That means they make a wudu for every salat and they pray. Even if it's a dropping. But they also take the ruling, as he said, they put something that stops it from dropping yani and dirtying the place of salat. وَكُلُّ مَنْ فِي مَعْنَاهِ يعني anyone who is, and anything else similar, anything that similar to that ruling, inshaAllah. We continue next week. We take the questions. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.